is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. We are live at the Beacon Building in downtown Manchester, right at 814 Elm Street. And it is, I don't think it could be a more perfect day in the spring.
That's what we thought yesterday.
It's true. But I mean, today it's probably a little bit warmer. Mm-hmm. And it is just gorgeous out there.
Yeah, it's just so nice walking through downtown Manchester. And the weather probably couldn't be better for tonight's
tour.
Exactly. Hippo de Mayo Taco Challenge.
Yes.
15,000 people, maybe more, with the kind of weather that we're going to have and the fact that it's only $2 a taco, 40 different kinds from which
41.
To choose. Oh, it's 41?
It is 41.
Oh, my.
Okay. And, 41st as well.
Oh, yes.
Over on there.
Yeah, you're right.
I only know that because J-Dog is going to be making his way here, and he is attempting to eat all 41 of them.
Well, that won't happen. I'll just tell him right now. I mean, we
don't
want to discourage him.
You do not know J-Dog.
But between eating all those tacos, he does need to round up interesting and fun people to talk to.
And he will.
And he will. I know that he's going to work, and it's going to be a working meal for him. So maybe with all the running around and all the calories expended, he will eat 41.
I'm telling you, you don't know J-Dog. I'm telling you. We used to go after the show. We used to stop at Granite State Candy and Ice Cream in Concord, you know, when I was doing the show in Bow.
Yes.
And we'd stop over there once in a while for an ice cream. I'd treat him to an ice cream. And there, are you familiar with Granite State Candy's ice cream?
I've not been there. I certainly heard of them, but I've not been
there.
Their
ice cream is to die for. It's like around two doors down from here, too. So
okay.
Their ice cream's crazy. And I get a kitty.
Yes.
All right? And I can't even finish the kitty.
I know.
Okay. One day, he wanted to try a couple different flavors, and he ordered two larges.
Good God, that's like a couple pints of ice cream.
It was either like a meat. It was crazy. I'm like, J-Dog, really? Like, and he ate it all.
Yeah.
I like ate it all.
All right, well, we'll watch the man, the myth, the legend in action tonight.
That's right. I can't wait. It'll be fun.
Midtown Cafe is serving what kind of tacos?
Midtown Cafe is serving a shredded chicken
with
homemade pico de gallo.
Oh,
and some shredded lettuce and, you know, tomatoes.
Hard or soft shells,
like that.
Do we know?
Soft shells.
Soft shells.
Soft shells. And the, you know, I'm not even sure. Okay. And the Red Arrow is doing a pulled pork taco.
Mm.
So, yes. With
caramelized
onions and coleslaw.
Oh, that's awesome.
What the Red Arrow is serving.
A little too far to hustle up to get that from here, but maybe somebody will run some down.
Yeah, exactly.
If we have any connections, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see.
Hey, you fed me a dynamite lunch today.
Thank you.
It was another one of Carol's famous meals in a jar. And she sent me a text this morning and said, hey, would you like to have some quinoa chili?
Buffalo quinoa chili.
Because
it was hot.
Yes.
There was no meat in it.
Well, and plus it had the blue cheese, which is part of the buffalo thing.
Exactly.
And I said, yeah, and it was so good.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did a great job. You heated it up just right. And I'm not a big blue cheese guy or fan, but it works perfectly in this context.
Yeah, it was like just a little bit like on
yeah,
the top, and then when
right.
it melted, it kind of went in. So yeah.
See,
yeah,
I was
happy with it.
I need to make friends with some of these things that, in my mind, I don't like as much, like blue cheese, because it's such
you
a
really
versatile.
Don't
such,
like.
Well, you know,
I never used to.
I'm just a weenie from childhood.
I'm liking it now.
Yeah.
Because I never used to. I was like, how could anybody eat that?
I still can't make friends with olives, but I hope that day
really?
Will come.
No.
Mm-mm.
Corks at Bedford Village Inn.
Yes, yes.
Upstairs. Mm-hmm. They do some fried olives.
They do?
They do.
Would I like that?
And I think they're stuffed with, I don't remember. I don't want to say the wrong thing, but
right.
I'm pretty sure they're stuffed with something, and then they fry them. And
All right. Now, that sounds interesting.
They're pretty good.
Now, we have a kind of a little short segment here because the mayor is here and we'll be feeding him soon. But you attended the Make-A-Wish Foundation's breakfast this morning at the Radisson. And I understand, because they've been telling us this, that there was a live reveal of an actual wish being granted.
There was. And I will tell you, it was absolutely amazing. It was my first breakfast going to the Make-A-Wish annual breakfast. And there was well over 300 people in attendance. It was huge. And it was incredible. You know, they had different, they had a wish child come up and tell her story. And then, of course, some wish families went up. Mother, you know, told a story. And then they did a short video. And then, and all of the tables, you know, all the tables had these little puppets on them. At each place setting, you had a puppet.
Okay.
And then the centerpiece was Maddie's wishes to be a puppeteer.
All right. So that's this was the wish kid.
What he wanted to be. This was the wish kid. And, you know, and they did it right at the end. And, it was amazing. They all of a sudden, you know, the stage was transformed into this like a little mini puppet theater.
Right.
And three little puppets went on the other side and started talking and saying, "Maddie, where are you?" And then they wheeled him into the room. He was in a wheelchair.
Okay.
And they had him wheel in, and the puppets were talking to him and saying, "We want you to know, you know, that your wish is being granted, and your wish is being granted today."
That's great.
Like, right now, you are getting in a limo and you're going to Hollywood.
Did he know before he got here today that he was getting his wish granted?
No, he didn't know at all.
His parents knew, of course.
Parents knew because they were all packed. And literally, you know, they told him that, and he had to rush out
to
the limo.
They took him out to the limo.
Took him right out to the limo and goodbye.
Where was he going to go again?
They said Hollywood.
Okay.
And his puppeteer wish was coming true in Hollywood.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to see what they do with him out there.
Unbelievable. And everybody had these little puppets. It was so cute. Oh, my gosh.
A few tears?
Yeah, there was a few tears. My son came with me, and my sister-in-law and brother, and it was very nice.
Oh, that's great.
It was very, very nice.
You gotta love creative ways to do good things for people.
Yeah, that's such a different wish, too.
And I bet you he's the first one that's ever asked for that, to be a puppeteer.
I'm sure. It must be. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
You know, a child that says they want to be a puppeteer. Mm-hmm. But you know who's a puppeteer? It's Rick Broussard.
Is he really?
Yeah.
He's the editor of New Hampshire Magazine, has been for many years. Didn't know he was a puppeteer.
He is into a lot of stuff.
He's one of the most interesting, eclectic people.
He is.
You know, which is cool because he runs a very mainstream magazine, but he's just quirky enough that you find little bits of that in the magazine, which is why I love writing for it.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. He just comes up with really cool stuff.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy. I can just sit and talk to him for hours. But yes, so... all right, let me see here. Let's
give us a food.
Did you hear they're bringing the Hamburglar back?
Are they really?
They are bringing him back, but they have a new Hamburglar. I can't even say it. Hamburglar?
Yes,
Hamburglar,
that's
right. And he is now gone as the short, chubby, masked cartoon character who spent the 80s and 90s steal burgers.
The stripes and that he had the little black mask over his
eyes.
Exactly. Right.
The new Hamburglar still sports black and white stripes, but he's significantly slimmed down.
Oh, is that right?
The new look reflects the chain's latest effort to turn himself into
what great.
The CEO recently.
Apparently he's been seeing Rocco Boulay.
I guess he must have.
I think we need to go to a break here because the mayor is here. We'll be feeding him shortly. Catch up with what's going on. Talk Cinco de Mayo. Lots to do today, Carol.
No, not Cinco de Mayo. Hippo de Mayo.
Hippo de Mayo.
Hippo de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo's all gone.
I want it back.
Hippo de Mayo on, what's the date today?
Today is the 7th.
7th.
May 7th.
May 7th.
Right.
I don't know how to say that in Spanish.
I'll work on it. I'll Google it. En deux trois. No, that's French.
Yeah.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, setos, sietes. I know eight is oche.
I have no idea.
I don't either. Let's take a break before we dig too much deeper.
Stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike, and we're live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street right in downtown Manchester, and it is our Lunch with the Mayor segment, and I believe lunch is coming right in right now.
Oh, it is.
And we figured, Mayor, that
choreographed.
in lieu of Hippo de Mayo taco tour, that because you were going to miss it because your aldermanic meeting tonight, that we wanted you to have your tacos.
No, we don't have an aldermanic
meeting. The meeting was Tuesday, right?
It was Tuesday. But,
oh, that was Tuesday at Cinco de Mayo. Okay. I'm sorry.
But, that's okay because I've got another event that I've got to go to. So you're right. I will not be here, but boy, I can
smell.
Jeez,
I thought I was being really smart saying that.
It's okay, but you made a good pick because I'll be out of town anyways and I can't get down here.
So you're off the hook tonight.
So, Fran, you can just put it right down there.
So, Carol, tell us what the Red Arrow has prepared for Mayor.
So,
Ted Gatzis.
Yes, you have two tacos from Red Arrow Diner, and you have two tacos.
No, those are coming.
Oh, okay. These are Red Arrow Diner.
This is three from the diner.
And come over here, friend. And actually, why don't you tell them what's in there? Because you're the one who just kind of put them all together. So this is Fran. Fran is a manager
Turn your mic
at.
Up there.
Jeepers. There you go. There you go. So what did you bring for Fran is a manager over at the Manchester location.
Yeah, today, this is what we're serving tonight, 4 to 9 with a taco tour. It's a pulled pork with some caramelized onions and our famous coleslaw on top of that. These are going to be going for $2 a piece tonight. And the mayor can't wait to dip in. A couple people wanted to buy some on the way down.
No kidding.
And they were looking at them. I go, like, tonight, Red Arrow, 4 o'clock.
Should have charged them $8 each. You know? It's the American way, you know.
I didn't think of that, Mike. What do you think there, Mr. Mayor?
See, he's speaking, yeah. But he's giving the okay sign.
We usually talk for him. Oh, yeah,
that's
talk
right. You're on the radio.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. This is the time during the week he gets to be a puppet when he eats and we talk for him.
I know.
They're excellent.
Good. Yep. Well, we pride ourselves.
$2 tacos at the Red Arrow tonight.
Actually, all over Elm Street.
Yeah.
41 of us are going to be serving tacos. So,
and
yeah.
And the Midtown Cafe.
And Midtown Cafe is on their way in now.
So you get to taste.
So you get
two.
To taste two of them today. And this is Brittany coming in.
Brittany's
she runs
in.
Midtown Cafe. And Brittany, you can come over to the mic and you can tell us what your taco is today. I know Brittany's been so busy.
Oh my goodness. we have a chicken taco. We marinated the chicken in a cilantro, lime, and tequila marinade. And then fresh shredded cheddar cheese, lettuce, and homemade pico de gallo.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yes. Like it? Good. Very good. Thank you. Yay.
The mayor is putting his thumbs up saying, mm-mm. He can't say much more. So you are all ready for tonight. You have your staff upstairs.
We're all good to go. We did all of our prep last night at the Red Arrow in Londonderry, and I think we're good. Just got to bang them out now.
Got to bang them out.
Yeah, how many are you kind of prepared to make
at
Midtown?
1,500.
Oh. You're going to make 1,500 tacos?
So for the two of us.
What happens when the 2,500 people come by?
Oh, you troublemaker, Mr. Mayor.
Well, I'm just going to chicken salad tacos after
all. Yeah.
Just as good.
So these are soft shell tacos.
Yes.
I wonder what's the more prevailing and more popular kind of taco these days? I'm going to guess it's about 50-50, but I don't know.
I myself prefer the soft ones like mm-hmm. this. I don't like the
well, less calories for one thing because they haven't been fried.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
That is true.
And these are flour tortillas versus corn tortillas. I don't
right.
know if there's much of a difference there.
They don't fall apart on you. These
yeah, that's very
together.
True.
Mm-hmm. Well, usually the soft ones.
Yeah.
Don't give way on the bottom.
That's right.
Give way on the bottom, so you're eating them with a fork out of your plate.
This is true.
You know, I'm impressed, Mayor. You haven't, because when I eat something like this, it's on my shirt.
Uh-huh. Here we go.
Do you carry a Tide stick with you?
You know.
I'm bad. I don't know about
you. Wow. You know, I don't even know if I dare put this in my mouth.
All right. Our breath. Nope, he did good. It all went in his mouth, ladies and gentlemen.
So, Brittany, I know you're busy upstairs, so maybe just give people just a little rundown of what Midtown has to offer in your hours and stuff.
We are open from 7 to 4 from Monday through Friday. We have breakfast daily. We now have sausage, egg, and cheese sandwiches, which is a new improvement, and they're fabulous. We do daily specials, daily soups. Now that it's summer, I'm doing homemade gazpacho a lot and chilled cucumber soup. I'm doing quesadillas a lot. We've been really, really popular with our chicken quesadillas lately, which is fabulous.
And I think Dad's going to be making prime rib next week,
yeah,
right?
That's
we're going to have
he
some
said.
Prime
Are
rib.
Are you serious?
Prime rib, yeah.
For lunch?
Yeah, Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday.
Did you hear that, Mayor?
Oh, it's Wednesday, not Thursday.
Oh, well, the mayor's off next Thursday.
Yeah, he's off next Thursday, but
prime
maybe.
Prime rib?
I did, but there's only one couch out here for a nap, so.
And you also make homemade chocolate chip cookies, which they are the best chocolate chip cookies ever.
Homemade.
She makes them homemade every morning.
Peanut
does?
Butter and oatmeal raisin, homemade.
Can I bring my chocolate infinity questions in, cookies in sometime,
oh,
too?
Oh, there so, you go.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Right. He's won awards for his cookies.
Really?
Yeah. You haven't tasted his yet?
No.
And the mayor has sold them for a lot of money at some, I think it was New Horizons. And Santa Fund.
$100 for a 12-pack.
Yeah.
That's almost like Say Martha May
cookie.
Finks.
Yeah,
whoopie pies.
Pretty much.
Wow.
So I need to bring those in just as a treat sometime. And,
we'll have to have like a cookie
Give
off.
Them out, you know, something.
The mayor's not participating.
No. No, this is pretty safe food, though, I think. Awfully darn
it's very
tasty.
Very healthy. Very good.
It is. Yeah, very lean.
See, I've been keeping that in mind each week when I'm choosing.
And let me tell you, both the Red Arrow and the
Midtown Cafe
are excellent. They're both very, very good. So I'm sure you have 2,000 ready for tonight?
No, we got about more, like 4,000.
Whoa.
You listening?
Last year, the line was up to Elm Street.
Wow.
Because they know the food at the Red Arrow is awesome.
Has been since 1922.
That's right, Mike.
And these tacos, as filled as they are, they're only $2?
That's what everybody sells them for. All right. 41 restaurants are selling them for $2. It's nice and easy. So, you know, listeners, we usually tell people to, you know, bring dollars.
Bring
so
cash. I was going to ask about that.
Yeah,
if
bring
this is
cash,
a cash transaction.
Most of us are outside serving them, and yeah, right. it's just easier that way. Yes.
Excellent.
For sure.
They're excellent.
Wow. Thank you.
Well, good. All
good
right.
job, ladies. Thanks
Great
for stopping
job.
In.
You.
Yeah.
I'm going to still have Fran hang around a little bit, but we're going to go on a break,
okay.
and we'll come back and we'll just talk to Fran a little bit about the Red Arrow. So stay tuned. We'll be
good.
Right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike on this gorgeous, can really kind of say summer day, not spring day, but it's absolutely beautiful out and perfect weather for the Hippo de Mayo. Did you want to mention some sponsors
there?
Well,
I think we ought to give them a little love since they make it all possible. New England Coffee, the official coffee of Food for Thought, and Grasshopper's Garden Center. I bet they're busy today. Where the customer comes first, 728 North River Road, New Boston, grasshoppergardencenter.com. Are you an outdoor gardening kind of guy? Not that you have the time, Mr. Mayor, but do you like to get your hands dirty from time to time?
No, I used to love to mow the lawn, but my wife has taken that chore away from me.
Yeah, she
oh,
has.
My goodness. Because
once we got into being mayor, it was the lawn might have not gotten as cut as close as it should have been on a regular basis. I used to try and convince her that I'd cut the lawn every other Tuesday, and I could get out of it because there was an automatic.
Oh, that's funny. We're just talking about what you've been doing today. You spent some time at the Mill Falls School for a little show this morning. How was that? Or was that yesterday?
That was yesterday
morning. I was reading
morning.
Your Facebook post.
Yeah,
there.
That was yesterday morning. And they do an event every year. It's one of their fundraisers for Mill Falls. And I can tell you, I've been out at Mill Falls Schools. It's out at the old, it's at the Union Leader Building, not the old Union Leader Building, but out there on off of Holt Ave. And certainly they do a great job out there. And the kids had their sunglasses on and singing some blues.
Oh,
yesterday.
Cool.
Really? So it was pretty cool.
That's fun. Those are the fun things the mayor gets to do.
They are. This morning I was at CMC for Nurses Week. So I went back to thank all the nurses that did such a wonderful job with me some 14 months ago.
Yeah. And I live with a nurse, so I appreciate they work probably almost harder than anybody in the hospital and beyond the hours that they're paid.
Well, certainly, you know, not that I ever spent time in a hospital before my incident, but I can tell you that after you listen to the people that are there, that are looking for care, and some of the explicits that you hear, you would think that some nurse is probably looking to whack somebody with something, because nobody wants you out of there more than the nurse does, and say, we want you to be home where you're having fun and not having to worry about being in the hospital.
Now, speaking of fun, I hope that you and your wife Cassandra did something fun on her birthday, which is Cinco de Mayo, right?
We did. It was. We were at the. We didn't get to the Chop House because I was in an automatic meeting until 1:30 in the morning. So
1:30.
We didn't get a chance to go out that night. So we went out last night and we had a wonderful time, and it was a lot of fun. And certainly she's one of those people that celebrates her birthday for a month.
That's my brother's like that. Yeah.
For a month we go. We were out last Saturday for her birthday. So my bet is that we must go through a ton of candles. Every time there's a dessert that's coming out that has a candle on it for her birthday. And we'll be going out again this weekend. So as I said, it's a month-long celebration, because in the 24th of the month, we celebrate our anniversary.
Oh.
So May gets everything out of the way at once.
Get all your shopping done. And
he goes broke in May.
May's a tough month.
Oh, my. How many years have you been married?
29.
29?
Yeah.
You don't hear that anymore.
awesome.
Well,
never heard. She might tell you 58.
Oh. I have no chance of ever being married 29 years because I'm not going to live that much longer. So the Red Arrow Diners here, you wanted to chat a little bit.
Yeah, I just wanted to let's just talk a little bit about what else goes on tonight with voting.
Okay, so tonight is the taco tour, as we said, and it is it's $2 a taco. There's 41 participating restaurants, and Hippo is also doing it's for a local charity. Whoever gets the most votes, so you guys need to vote, and that voting at hippodemayo.com, and the winning restaurant will get $2,000 to their favorite charity, which
nice.
Is awesome, just for serving tacos and having fun. And like everybody's been saying, it's a beautiful, beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful night, perfect to walk Elm Street and the little surrounding streets. And it's all for a good cause and have a little fun. I'm sure there's just looking at some of the concoctions, there's something for everyone.
They even have dessert tacos and everything. That's crazy.
Cannoli, I think somebody's doing that one. Number 41.
41, Wild Rover is doing that.
Good thing is you can walk it off because it goes from Dowd to Lake Cab. You make a trip on both sides, you're going to walk those tacos off.
That's it.
True.
And it is nice just to get the people downtown and just to, get to see the local shops, and there's always something popping up. So.
Is traffic still going, or does Elm get closed down?
No, it still goes, but, I don't know if there's – is there a hockey game tonight and a baseball game?
Jeez, I'm not sure.
It would be unbelievable if those were both in action.
Yeah.
That would be really exciting.
Yeah. And something at the Verizon. Oh, yeah, at the Verizon, the Monarchs.
Right.
Yeah, I know there was a playoff last night.
I'm sure it must get discussed, though, occasionally for, Taste of Downtown in this particular event. Are the merchants not in favor of it, or why can't Elm Street from, say, Bridge Street to Granite be closed to traffic for a few hours?
I think you would find that the people that are in the office buildings looking to go home, then you'd have a problem. But, look, it allows people to come out, walk around. Walk by shops. Some of the retail shops stay open, which is a good thing, and it's an exciting night. When you have that many people downtown on Elm Street, it's a great, great night.
And all the restaurants have all their tables and chairs outside, so it's just in the season.
Yep.
And Bob just told me that game two of the Monarchs is tonight at the Verizon.
Oh, it
so
is.
So Monarchs is playing, but Fisher Cats have a day off. So
all right, so
it will be pretty crazy down
here. We're going to broadcast a special after-hours edition of Food for Thought. So I'm guessing that probably I'm going to go home, change, take the dog out, and then drive back and park by 3 o'clock so I can find a place to park.
Mine's down on Merrimack, so, I think it's just going to stay there.
But it's great. There's so much energy in the city, Mr. Mayor, that, it's exciting to see, compared to even 15 years, pre-Verizon Wireless Arena, that seems to have been the stimulus that really got things going.
Yeah, that was the engine of the train that really drove it, and then the Fisher Cats came in, and they certainly do a great job down there, so. And we're very fortunate to have that kind of entertainment right here in the city. And then all the great restaurants started popping up. And, as I said before when I've been in here, that it's no longer people asking about the good restaurants in Portsmouth. People in Portsmouth ask about the good restaurants in Manchester. So that's a great thing.
I like that. Yeah, I feel badly for Nashville, which is also a great city. But, they've not been able to really hold on to a baseball team. And I'm not sure if it's their location or what it was, but the Holman Stadium is a nice place to see a game. And Nashua is a wonderful city. I just feel badly that Holman Stadium is so underused for the most part.
Well, they have some of their niches down there. And,
right.
They do a good job with a lot of the things that they do in Nashua. So, but, again, we're very fortunate here in the city. We keep it going. I can tell you that I was pleased the other night that the Board of Mayor and Aldermen passed a $6 million out of the $18 million that I proposed over a five-year period for paving of streets. So that's a great thing. And, we're going to be paving an awful lot of streets in the city of Manchester and resurfacing them and seal cracking them so that we can get them back into a pretty good shape because there is a lot of traffic that moves around in the city.
What's nice about your Facebook page is that people can actually comment and say, Mr. Mayor, this particular street needs a little more attention, or Maple Street's a mess, or, I'm sure you know all the usual spots, right?
There's no question that we do them so that people can respond, and we send them right on down. But again, people ought to look at the Manchester site that we have, because you can send down right to the highway department. You can put that complaint in on the Manchester homepage, and it goes right down to the highway department, and they'll respond. So, which is a good thing. That just started a few months ago, and it's pretty exciting.
How have you found, like, Facebook to be, as far as, you know, like, with the trend with Facebook? Do you do the actual, do you sometimes go in and respond?
We do. There's times that sometimes that I'm so busy that people, you know, when they see responses that are pretty quick and you don't respond quickly to somebody, somebody gets,
right,
you know.
Right.
And then if sometimes you forget to address that, if two people sent you the response and you only respond to one.
Right.
So you got to be careful, but I can tell you, you know, we try and respond as much as possible, and people know that if they call the office, I call them back or answer the phone. Even sometimes when the staff has gone home at night and I'm still there and the phone rings, I'll answer it. So we try to respond to all people out there to give them whatever they need and what they're looking for.
I bet a lot of people have your cell phone number, probably you don't even realize, right?
No, well, they do, and I, you know, whoever has it and they call, I don't look to screen a call. If I'm legitimately there, I answer. So there are times that maybe I'm busy and it's on silent and I don't answer the phone, but I'll call people back.
Mayor, what inspired you to be a mayor?
Well, I don't know. Let me tell you the story that in 1999, my brother and I sold our company, and a good friend of mine convinced me to run for alderman. And I was successful in that race and ran for alderman in 99, and then in 2000, they convinced me to run for the state senate. So I said okay and went out and ran for the state senate. And then from 2000 to 2010, I was in an election every single year for either alderman or the state senate. So I never had a year off like most people do. And then one Sunday morning when I was visiting with my mother, I saw my wife's car there, and I couldn't imagine why, because usually I try and stop by and visit her on a regular basis, and they were both sitting there, and I said, boy, this isn't good. What's going on here? So I walked in, and they said, you know, why don't you sit down for a second? We think it's important that you decide to come back and run for mayor in the city of Manchester. We think you should be the mayor.
This is your mom?
My mother and my wife.
Interesting.
Wow.
So I said, well, do I have anything to say? So they convinced me that that was what I should do, and I was fortunate enough to win that election. I gave up being a state senator at the time, and I gave up being alderman at the time because I didn't register to run for alderman in the year that I ran for mayor, because we worked pretty hard to do that. And then I was fortunate that I've won the last three elections that I was in, and we're running for a fourth. And we're having so much support out there, so many people looking to help us. It's incredible. So we're having a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, and I mean, it seems like it's a 24/7 job. I know you get away to the tropics once a year at least.
No, but you might be there, but the phone still rings.
So you still continue to do business on the beach.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But if you're in, and I know where you go in the tropics, do you just?
Don't worry. You don't have to worry. You can say it because it's in the newspaper
I
go.
So he goes to Aruba.
I go to Aruba. So you don't have to worry. They're just letting the cat out of the bag.
Well, I love the transparency of Mr. Gatz's. But are you like a beach guy, or because I you know, 20 minutes on the beach, I'm ready to get up and do something else.
No way.
Unlike Carol and Dale.
Oh, man. Yeah,
I'm
no.
A beach
he's
guy.
A, I was just going to say, I'm sure he's a beach guy.
I'm on the beach. You go out and you fight for your chairs on the beach at 7 in the morning.
You go. Are you one of those that goes and puts the towel on the chair?
I put everything out. I'm one of those guys that carries the cooler so you're not moving.
Yeah.
So it's a fun time. It's great weather, and it's even though you have the phone, it's still relaxing, and it's a great time. So, and then during the summer, we have a place at Hampton Beach, and on the off year, I'm down there a lot. On the election year, I'm up here campaigning and trying to get down for a couple of days during the week. But Cassandra moves in on May 1st and comes back September 15th. So
really? So you're batching it now?
Most of the week I'm batching it, yes. Well, you know, Monday we had a school board meeting. Tuesday we had an automatic meeting. So, you know, I'm spending time with some of my closest friends.
Well, I'm going to guess that when you're on the beaches of Aruba or in a restaurant, you do occasionally get recognized.
It is amazing how many people in Aruba. My wife says to me, we've never been down here, and you've not had people come up to you almost on a daily basis. And say hi, Mayor, and not people that I would say to you, you know, are friends or I know them.
Mm-hmm.
People out of the blue, people from Nashua, people from Concord, and you sit there and you say, I'm from Concord, and you say, geez, well, okay, thanks.
Yeah.
But it's enjoyable, and, you know, they'll chat with you. And certainly some will tell you some of the problems they think that we should try and fix, and others will tell you you're doing a good job. So it flows both ways, and it's a great thing. And, boy, I tell you, when Tip O'Neill said that all politics are local, when you're the mayor, they are very, very local.
Yeah. You never get away from it.
No.
I mean, you took the job knowing that, I assume.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, we always, I started sending the letters to kids in high schools that made the honor roll back when I was a senator. So I did that starting back then in 2000. So it wasn't something new that I just started when I became mayor, but now I'm sending them to all the kids in high school and all the kids in junior high school. So we've increased it this I can tell you that this semester, we're up close to 4,500 letters that we've sent to kids in the city of Manchester that made the honor roll.
Wow. That's awesome. That is great.
It's wonderful.
The kids must love that, too.
Well, you know who loves it even more is parents.
Yes.
I was at the ribbon cutting at the Burlington Coat Factory, and I was standing there, and I was checking out, and a gentleman came over and said, Mayor, you know, you made my day, and you made my daughter's day. I'm going to try and sneeze here, but
oh, that's all right.
Oh, bless you.
No, bless you.
And I said, well.
You want that taco, Carol? No, just kidding.
I said, I don't know.
Isn't he bad?
He's bad.
He is.
Oh,
and I just want you to know, I haven't gotten any on the time, Mike.
No.
No, right. He hasn't.
The time that you're playing.
I can tell you that we've framed the letter that you sent my daughter. Aww. We've got it on the mantle, and you've inspired her so much. With that letter, and she's looking forward to the one that she gets this semester. It's the first time she's ever made the honor roll. So now she looks for it and works every semester to be on the honor roll.
See, so that is great.
Yeah. I mean, you just have to just realize how important education is and how important school is, and you just want the parents to be on board. And what you just said reinforces that I think it gets the parents a little bit more jazzed up too, you know, because parents are so busy and they don't realize the kids need to know that they're being watched and cared for in school.
About 2 months ago, we had finished the letters, and a parent called and said,
where's my letter?
No, I don't remember what the kid's name was, but he made the honor roll. And he didn't get a letter.
Oh.
And so Carrie from my office went through and said, geez, we signed the letter and gave it to him. And so she called the mother back and said, well, we sent the letter, but we'll do another one for you. So I guess the kid came home that day and said, hey, I talked to the mayor's office today. They said they gave you a letter. Where is it? Oh, it's in my bag.
Oh, jeez.
So the parents wait for it as much as the kids do.
Oh, my goodness.
So he's got an extra one now, huh?
You know what that reminds me of? At the diner, we do a diner doodle contest, and we've been doing that for years over there. The kids come in, and they color their you know, Mo or Dinah mug, and they tape them up on the walls. It happens in all the diners, and there's a diner judge in each diner. And they call the child, you know, they put their phone number on the back before they tape it up on the wall. And every week we pick a winner. And I get people, you know, that stop me all the time saying, thank you so much for, you know, having my child win the Diner Doodle contest at Red Arrow. And they come in and they get a prize. And it's just really cool. So, yeah.
Yeah, you got a lot of fun things. You got the can't you get like a little meal and a frisbee or something? What's that about?
All the kids' meals are served on a blue. We call it the blue plate, and it gets served on an upside down blue Red Arrow frisbee that they get to take home with them. Yes.
Right. Should I put the sticker on the mayor's shirt now? It says the Clean Plate Award.
There you go,
sir.
All right.
You can wear that around the town the rest of the day.
I will do that for you
with great pride. Well, I think, Mr. Mayor, our time is done for this segment.
Well, thank you very much. The tacos were wonderful. Red Arrow and Midtown Grill, absolutely excellent.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And Fran, appreciate you coming down and getting all that ready for us.
Yes.
Now get back to work.
Enjoy those.
Get back to work, Carol. For tonight, yes.
Enjoy the 4,000 people that you'll see this afternoon.
Oh, man. All right, Mr. Mayor, you get next week off. But for good behavior.
Thank you.
And we'll see you in 2 weeks. And I'm not sure what we're going to be feeding you on that particular day.
Oh, I already have it figured out.
It's not poutine, is it? No, just
kidding.
No, we're not doing that to you.
They have healthy things at Shea Vashon.
Oh, I know. That doesn't happen to be one of them, however.
No, that is not
no.
one of them.
No, I already
Well, have
it.
A great day, everybody. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Mayor.
Mayor Thank Ted you very Gatzes. Much. And you're listening to Food for Thought. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street. And we are going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back.